Doubles players don't tend to get much attention at major tennis championships, especially when they lose. But a day after being eliminated from Wimbledon, the pair of Amir Haddad and Essam Qureshi are generating a big buzz in the tennis world. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, the publicity has more to do with world politics than with forehands and backhands.
Essam Qureshi of Pakistan and Amir Haddad of Israel are the kinds of pro tennis players you never hear about. They're the hungry ones, young athletes who try to claw through qualifying rounds to even get to the main draw of a tournament like Wimbledon and the glittery world of Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras. A few weeks ago, before Wimbledon began, Qureshi, ranked 270th in the world, says he and Haddad, ranked 187th, decided to claw together.
Actually, we were practicing together, and I asked him if he's looking for a doubles partner for the last day of the sign-in for qualifying. And I asked him if he wants to play, because I'm looking for a partner also. And he said, yeah, why not? We can give it a shot.
It was a good decision. Qureshi and Haddad won their qualifying matches to get into the main draw, and then beat the 11th-seeded team on their way to the third round of Wimbledon, where they finally lost yesterday. For the 22-year-old Qureshi, it was an historic performance. He became the first Pakistani player to reach the third round of a Grand Slam event. But because of his pairing with Haddad, a Jew from Israel, Qureshi, a Muslim, is in trouble back home.
Yeah, actually, I'm pretty shocked about it. I think they should just appreciate my efforts and be happy about it, you know? It's good for them and it's good for the country also.
But in a country where the government doesn't officially recognize Israel, some Pakistani officials are not happy. They've condemned Qureshi's pairing with Haddad. The sports minister was quoted as saying it was not morally correct. Qureshi says religion and politics have no place in sports.
I don't think it's the law in any sport that you can't play with a Jewish or you can't play with a Hindu or you can't play with a Christian. I don't think it's the right thing to do.
The Pakistan Tennis Federation, which could not be reached before this story aired, reportedly has threatened to ban Qureshi from an important upcoming Davis Cup match against China if he's still playing with Haddad.
I'm going to be there to play for my country, and if they don't want me to play, then it's their own loss.
Which probably is true, since Qureshi is Pakistan's number one ranked player. Qureshi has not yet talked directly with the officials in his country, but he says friends, family, and reporters in Pakistan have told him that many in the country are supportive and happy for his Wimbledon success. 24-year-old Amir Haddad says the reaction in Israel has been positive. With all the current tension between Muslims and Jews, Haddad doesn't mind being a small symbol of harmony.
I hope we can show, you know, a good example for everybody that two people from different nations can play together and succeed. I don't see any bad thing about it, only good. I hope people can see it and can learn from it.
Both players are getting more international attention for the political story than they've ever gotten for their tennis. But despite the publicity about their pairing and the threats from his country, Qureshi says the decision on whether to keep playing with Haddad will be a tennis decision only.
I'm just here to improve my ranking and to do well in tennis and to put my flag on top of the world. And Amir has helped me in doing that. And if I believe he's going to help me more, I will definitely play with him. Why not?
Qureshi and Haddad say they're talking about playing together at the U.S. Open later this summer. After that, Qureshi says he'll return to Pakistan, where officials are demanding an explanation of why he teamed up with his Israeli partner. Essam Qureshi doesn't think he owes anyone any kind of explanation. Tom Goldman, NPR News.